Last year, we brought you the story of a young victim of war, a 6-year-old Afghan girl who was severely burned. She received life-changing medical treatment here in the U.S. The journey from central Afghanistan to Los Angeles changed her life as well as the lives of the two women who cared for her. Reporter Gloria Hillard has an update now on Arefa's story.
When I first met Arefa last September, she was a 6-year-old in Hello Kitty shoes who had turned the daily changing of her head bandages into a counting game.
Okay, ready, Freddy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Stacey Freeman and her sister Jamie Valentine had taken in a child ravaged by the war in Afghanistan. Freeman says when Arefa arrived, third-degree burns mapped her body and her head was an open, bleeding wound.
When she came crying and in pain and her head hurt.
For months, they bore witness to her pain, sat vigil after surgeries, and held her through both silent and excruciating screams. When she had healed to where she could return to Afghanistan, they hoped, prayed, they would see her again.
Yeah, I think any time I saw something with Afghanistan, and especially that had to do with kids, like immediately I would think of her. It's like I'd picture her little face and think, oh, you know, I pray it's not her. I pray it's not her family.
The child they had grown to love left behind her fingerprints on everything, along with her drawings, an errant sock, and the stuffed animals that couldn't fit into the suitcase. The sisters kept them for her in a large box in the living room. Today, they're back on the furniture.
They would have been way too small.
My tickle.
Are you tickling?
Yeah. Well, I'm a little baby.
Jimmy Valentine says the child that returned this summer had not only grown a few inches taller.
There's been a much more goofy side. She's been very wiggly and dancy and just funny and laughing a lot. So I feel like she came back a different little girl for sure.
Arefa was just 3 when she was badly burned after a rocket-propelled IED engulfed her family's tent in flames. When U.S. doctors saw her, they said it was a miracle she had survived those years. Today, her most serious physical wounds are healed, but her emotional ones still glow in the dark.
It's only at night that I remember that it's just this glimpse I have of what her life is like at home and ongoing. She talks about ongoing of being scared at night, of hearing helicopters, of waking up her dad, of crying, all of those things. So night is the time that I kind of remember, oh, this is a little girl that has walked through some hard times and is continuing to walk through hard and scary times.
She still needs another surgery. Scar tissue prevents her from closing her eyes when she sleeps. Arefa, along with other children from Afghanistan, were brought here for medical assistance by the nonprofit Solace for the Children. Valentine says as the planned U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan looms, it is becoming more difficult for the humanitarian organization to do its work.
As things get worse, it's getting harder and harder for us to get visas for the kids. I just want to make sure that if I send her back, that she is at a spot where she could live a healthy life, because I do realize, apart from anything else, there is a very real chance that it just won't work for her to come again with everything going on in our world.
They knew this would be a shorter stay, and then the day arrived too quickly. The flight from LAX was leaving in 3 hours. Arefa sat atop a bright pink carry-on, clutching a stuffed dolphin she named Flower. Everyone wanted a picture of Arefa, but the 7-year-old wanted to look at the photo album Jamie and Stacy made for her.
What? Oh, look at all the cool ones you got.
Yeah.
That's you hula hooping.
Yeah, hula hooping.
We've been saying goodbye for probably a solid week now, and I talk about being sad, and she's talked about being sad.
And together, they had been practicing something.
What is it? You're strong.
Strong and brave and happy.
And happy. Yes. Strong. And brave, not scared, and happy. Yeah.
The plane is departing in 40 minutes, and Arefa's host moms are trying not to think about their return to a quiet apartment.
She left notes. She liked to write notes. So I think inevitably we'll probably be finding post-it notes and different things around the house with her little scribbling with her name on it.
Our house is her. So.
The boarding passes are finally issued. Arefa jumps into Jamie's arms and then Stacy's. These goodbyes are whispered. When tears start to roll down Arafa's face, she buries her head in Jamie's arms. The sisters remind her once again that she's brave and strong and happy. Arafa grabs the handle of her suitcase.
Are you going to hold Flower on the airplane? Make sure he's buckled and safe?
One of Arafa's favorite things to do is to run along the beach in the park. So maybe that's why, when Arafa looked back over her shoulder, the sisters smiled, waved, and told her to run, run fast. This time, she didn't look back. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.